Haridin.
Poskim Mechvod Achsania. First things first. We have to express our karas hatov to our hosts. We're sitting in a base medrash where the walls are saturated with the Or HaTzadik. Every single brick, every fixture in this room is dripping with the Or HaTzadikim Yismach. The Breslov box and the Shari Chesed is famous. This is really the foothold of Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael for generations already. We're very thankful. Shanokar Satov. Shanokar Sharuch Litvaed Po.
I don't understand English.
Okay, I'm still saying it in Hebrew. Okay. It's a great schus for us to be able to be here. And as the Rebbe Rashab would say before any gathering, halavai, anything that we're going to say here tonight, shiyifol banu bi banu v'shomim. It shouldn't just be a nice idea, it was a nice thought, but should God willing lead to action, to achlatos, to something where we turn this Torah into tefillah. The tefillah has raglayim. Rabbeinu Zal says that there are three different types of people, three categories of Yidden who come to be by him. So there are three types of people who come to me. Some people come to me because they want shirayim, they want the hot bilkalach, the good fresh rolls that they had there. Some people come to me because they want my Torahs. It's a little bit more advanced, maybe a little bit higher on the scale. And then there are those who come to spend time with me just because they want to spend time with me. The relationship between a Rebbe and a Chassid, between a Tzaddik and someone who comes to that Tzaddik, the movement of Yesod Tamalchus, of someone, a petitioner, of someone who is a receiver, coming to be Mushpa, Litchaber, to connect with the Tzaddik, it's the most intimate of relationships. It's the level of Shir HaShirim. It's the same mechanism that's built into creation that exists in the structure of Yichud between a woman and a man. That same inner mechanism of giving and receiving, of Hashpa, Nesina, and Kabbalah. The fusion between the light and the vessel. And there's different ways of experiencing that. There's different modes and there's different expressions, different giluyim of that movement. In whatever way we're doing that tonight, however that's happening tonight, if you're here for the spread, for the chavaya, for the experience, great. If you're here for the Torahs, for the Nagunim, great. If you're here just to be here, even better. And express Hakar Satov to Hananya for making this happen, for really being the one who makes the effort. Okay, it's a clapping. It's a clapping. If that's what we're doing, if we're going down, if that's what we're doing, if we're going to applause, then really clap. Clap like you're on the best of the season. Clap like you're at some type of ballet or something. And you're not sure if the first scene ended and if you're supposed to clap or not. And it's like shvacha clap. Clap like you're gonna clap. Bring the right and left together. Bring avir to Eretz Yisrael. Bimam tikdinim. Clap like where Rabbeinu wants us to clap. We really thank you, Chani, for really being the impetus. Well, thank you also, first of all, to everyone. To all the Misnagdim and to all of the enemies of the Jewish people for imprisoning the Balatanya. And thank you for all the Makatrigim under the Balatanya in prison. And thank you to the Balatanya himself for coming out of prison and for not giving up and for being Megal of the Sefer HaTanya. Such a great God and such a great book. thank you to, I don't know, do we say thank you to the Baal Yurtzai, to the Maggid of Nir? The Kitzer, Aldas Kol HaTzadikim, we're here tonight with so many special friends, old and new. And it's okay if we're here for the Bilkalach, and it's okay if we're here for the Torahs. And if we're not sure why we're here, it's also okay. There's a level of being here just to be here. Isha Niknes B'Shlosha Drachim. Gemara and Kiddushin tells us that there are three ways of acquiring, of bringing Yisod to Malchus, of acquiring completion wholeness, fulfilling Yichud, two sides of creation, male and female coming together. B'Kesef, B'Shtar U'V'Biyah. Kesef, Yisufin, Ritzonos, things that we want, good fresh roll, Bilkalach. There are ways to acquire that relationship. Again, we're talking about the world of Yichud, it's the same inner structure. The male and the female, the receiving end and the giving end, Mashpia and the Makabel, the sun and the moon, Tzadik and Chassid. There's a level of coming to a Rebbe, coming to a Tzadik, love of Kesef. I need this, I need that, I need this Yeshua, I need this bracha, present the kvittel, put the card at the ATM and hope for the best. That's good. Where else am I supposed to go? Who else am I supposed to ask? I'm davening all the time, but I have to go to Rebbe, to go to Tzadik, ask for bracha. Be somechan an tzadikim. But there's a level of relationship, and it's a somewhat outside level. It's a somewhat beginner's entry level. It's outside stages. There's a kinyan of shtar, which is the bechina, which is the aspect of...
Oh my God. I'm under the table right now.
Yeah, I could just shut up. Shalom Aleichem, Rav Weinberger.
Get a chair.
Yeah, maybe someone could get a chair for him. Rav Weinberger, if you're looking for Marv, I think we might have. I think they got a Marv already. No, there's no flow. Can I do this? What's the move? I've never been in this type of situation before. Just keep going?
Yeah, just start the tire.
Kind of. It's got off to a slow start, but... It has potential.
No.
I wouldn't have broken out this one. I would have broken out an oldie and a goodie, something a little more impressive. So about the hot Bilkalach. Some come for the Bilkalach, for the Shirayim. Some come for the Torahs, for the Nagunim. Some will come just to be there, just to be with me. In the structure of Yichud, of bringing together Or and Kli, in the structure of bringing together the different aspects of creation, of Kabbalah and Sina, the Shlosha Drachim, those three ways that we're talking about of how we create that Yichud. So the first aspect of Kesef relates to, I need that Yeshua. I want to draw something out of the ATM. I come to the Rebbe because what am I going to do? Who am I going to speak to about the Shidduch? Who am I going to speak to about my kids? Who am I going to give the kvittel to be Paul Yeshua's? Or am I going to get some Shiraim, some Bilkalach from? It's good. Where else can I go? And the next stage, coming for the Torahs and hearing, learning the Svarim of the Alter Rebbe, or from the Tzadikim, from the students of the Baal Shem Tov, is the Kinyan Shtar. It's a way of acquiring Yichud and coming close through that type of acquisition, that type of Kiruv. Kinyan Shtar. But ultimately, the deepest form of Yichud, of bringing together the two sides in the most intimate way, in the Shir HaShirim way, is arriving, is just being there. Bia, coming, those who come to me. Alter Rebbe said that on the Chag of Geula, on this day, when Hasidim get together, when Jews get together, Alter Rebbe says, I'm there with you. What's beautiful about this say this very carefully, but what's beautiful about this, what's so refreshing and new and different about this, and it's really something very old. I'm looking around the room, most people don't have a preconceived notion about what a Yutes Kislev Fabrengen is supposed to look like. Was that a Yutes Kislev Fabrengen last night? I knew very much what to expect. It was a very specific menu, and Tov Shekacha, Darkei Avos. They were Menhagim, they're specific foods, they don't. Meaning the foods are great. No, I'm not saying good, Keith. So the amlets are a lovely touch. If an Alter Chabadsker would come here, a Rosh Chabad would come in here and have a heart attack, God forbid. Serve omelets at a Yutes Kislev for bringing this kasha and this vodka, and too bad on you if you don't like it. There's no like vegetarian option. It's like a vegetable platter. It's lovely. It's pretty postmodern. I'm saying it's pretty daring. You usually don't have a Yutes Kislev for bringing in a breast of a shtiebel either. But that's the wonderful time that we're living in. That's the Mashiach site that we're living in. There's no one who could tell us that it can't be like this. And that's what's so refreshing and so beautiful, is that we're here just to be here. There were a group of Talmidim of the Alter Rebbe who spending Pesach together, and they were in a non-Hasidic synagogue. They're in some young Israel somewhere in Russia, and it was great. It was a wonderful shul. And after davening Pesach night, first night of davening, I think so, Shulchan Aruch says that after davening Yom Tov, first night of Pesach, so we say Hallel. But the sheet of the Ramah is that we're not accustomed to that. Ein anu noagim kein. It's not our custom. We're not knowing to do that. And the Rav of that shul was makbid, according to the Ashkenazic tradition, according to the Ramah, not to say Hallel. But the Minhag Chabad and what Hasidim are accustomed to doing is to say Hallel after davening on Pesach night. I cannot say Hallel on that night, the night of unbelievable revelation of chesed and love, such a beautiful and powerful, uplifting night. It's hard to not say Hallel. But that's not the custom in Ashkenazic communities, and that's not the custom in that shul. So after davening, everybody went home, but the Chassidish guys stayed back, they hung back a little bit, and when there was some safe distance, they thought, between everybody going home to do their Seder, they started Hallel in the shul. Like a post-after-davening breakaway Hallel minion. And Chever got into it. There weren't very They weren't very concerned about, you know, what people were thinking about how they were doing. They let themselves go, and the singing and the clapping and the dancing or whatever it was got a little labidic. And I guess the walls weren't so thick, and the sounds of the singing and of the stomping and of the noise of the tumult of the Hallel made it to the neighbors and made it to the Rav of the Shul. And he was incensed. He said, how could it be? He came back to the Shul and said, what are you doing? The Ramos says, Ein Anu Noagim Kain. The Mechaber says to say, Hallel, but that's not, listen, it's not Eretz Yisrael. This is not what we do. Ein Anu Noagim Kain. And one of the guys there was a little bit of a wise guy, maybe he was a little bit of a keach, or maybe he was just an Erlich Tamim person who was trying his best, said, Rav, oh, wait, the Ramah says, Ein Anu Noagim Kain, we thought that meant, like Nebuch, unfortunately, Ein Anu Noagim Kain, like, unfortunately, it's become our custom that we don't say it, that we go home to, like, quickly get things going on the Seder or whatever, you know, to wash the Maror or whatever it is. You know, and Ein Anu Noagim Kain, Nebuch. So we're trying to, like, lift up the Ramah and kind of fulfill the Ratzon of the Ramah was Halavai, we really should be. Meaning that's the way we read the Ramah. I'm not sure if the rabbi bought it or not. But sometimes it feels like the world around us could be telling us all the time, Ein Anu Noagim Kain. Hey, what are you doing? Ein Anu Noagim Kain. You have an idea, you have something you want to try in Avodas Hashem, you have something you want to try in personal growth, you want to experiment with something, like the altar of Kamut say, you know, plant in a lot of places and see what grows. A person's trying to experiment and learn a different type of a sefer, or listen to a different type of a niggun, or try to find some way to grow or break out of things and shake things up a little bit. No! Ein Anu Noagim Kain. And it doesn't matter what community or what background, type of family we come from, everybody has that law of gravity. That's the way Hashem made the world. There's a certain law of gravity that's pulling us down and saying, la, 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 la. Like Rabbi Freifeld said, in America, is an Eretz Loz Ruah. The default setting is low. You know, no, you can't. Don't do it. It's going to make noise. Don't do it. Someone's going to poke your eye out. Don't do it. Someone's going to hurt. It's not going to be good. It's not. The neighbors, what are they going to say? What are this one's going to say? What do you... But sitting on at the fulfillment at the end of a day of Yud Tes Kislev, where there is such a force in the world which allows us a little bit to start to think about breaking out of our self-imposed prisons, a little bit of attaching ourselves to the bigger narrative of what it means to be a Jew in the world and what it means that Hashem is in our lives and Hashem is our lives. And we have Ribono Shalom with us. A little bit that we have the opportunity to draw close to Tzaddikim. Us, regular people just like us, have access. And we can have the fresh bilkalach, and we can have the shirayim, but we don't have to stop there. We don't have to just experience a nice Hasidic environment with the good songs and connect to the levushim and enjoy that. It's also good. It doesn't just have to be that we go and stand on the perenches, on the bleachers and sing, but that we could also learn the Torahs and we could buy the Sfarim and four Sfarim for 100 shekel this week. It was a great day. And we could listen to the Shurim and we could access the Torahs and languages and in our own personal language, and everything is at our fingertips. But it's not just that. It's not just the Kesef and Shtar, but we can actually acquire and achieve a level of Yichud with the Orat Tzadik in a way that no generation has ever been able to access. Living at a time, like Rav Shmuel Tal says, in Eish Dodin, we're at a time of incredible revelation of love. V'yani HaMelech HaDarav, we're inside, we're there, we're in the Yichud room. We don't have to suffice on the outside anymore, just kind of look in and see how they're doing it, and ooh, they're doing it in such a way, I wish I could, or wouldn't it be great if, or halavai that, but we could do it ourselves. We could do it ourselves. No one can tell us, Ein Anu Noagim Kain, when it comes to Yiddishkeit and Avodas Hashem. There's no limits. We could be Talmidei Chachamim. We can be. We could be Yerei Shamayim. We could be people that live with tumas. We could do Hisbodus every day. You can. It's a real thing. We can. It's not like a breast of everything. We can. We can talk to Hashem every day. We could be people who are exceptionally generous. We can read Holy Brother and read stories. Wow, it's crazy. Gave away. We can be generous. We can give. We can be generous. We could be welcoming to people. We could be warm to people. We could say hello to strangers on the street. We could say good Shabbos to every person that we meet. Ain on an organ cane. So where I come from, or you come from, in this neighborhood, in that community, in this tzibur, in that kehila, that's not the trajectory, the script that's written for us. That's not the way it's planned out. Okay, the Baal Tanya already get out of jail. We're allowed to break free a little bit. We're allowed to break free and connect ourselves to the bigger story, to the bigger picture. And that's a little bit what Yud Tes Kislev is. So if the Rebbe Rashab would daven before that what we say should be poel b over shomim, so if we're in a breast of a shtibel, we could also turn the Torah into tefillah, and we could daven afterwards. That in some way, let's try to imagine our mind's eye at some point tonight before we go to sleep, to think for a moment, what is it that I've imagined for myself at some point that I want to do, that I want to be able to accomplish, and not something major, but something that's considered in the world considered small. What is there something in my life, in my relationship with Hashem, or my relationship with other people, that I've been held back, or that I'm holding back, or that I'm somehow haven't gone all the way with? Because in a noagim came, it's not for me, or it's out of my league, or it's too much, or I passed that point in life, it's too late, you know, whatever. You know, it would have been good if I did that when I was Shana Aleph, or it would have been good if I did that when I was a kid, then I could, if that would be my gears of the Yonkas, if that's what I was raised with, then I'd be able to. Or if I never learned Alam Michi by heart, that wasn't, I grew up with parents, I didn't know that there was a thing. Until in elementary school, we learned about it, but I still didn't even know that it was something that it was a real thing that people did. So you do it in school after snack. I didn't know that it was same thing with washing. We washed Friday night as part of the ceremony. Friday night, my parents, they didn't learn it, and we didn't know it. So ain't a noagim came, like it's too bad. So I never learned Alam Chibay heart. It took me. Even until I was in YU, I was graduating, I was in YU, I was in Smicha, and I still didn't know Alam Mechabe heart. I was like, well, my God, when am I going to, like, when is this going to, when is this going to happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to one of my kids learn, learn the Alam Mechia song, I'll learn the Alam Mechia song. You know, it's not too late. Whatever it may be, whatever our Alam Mechia song is that we're waiting, let's not wait. Think of one thing, something to hold on to, something topic, something that we can hold on to tonight. To think about that we ourselves or others around us have said lo, and turn it to a cane. Turn that darkness into light and say, yes, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. It's being mitchadesh, starting again, learning something a little bit every day. A couple of lines of Mishnah, a couple of lines of Musar, a couple of lines of Chassidus, something in Pnimis HaTorah, something that I haven't tried yet, haven't learned yet. Something, some way to open ourselves up a little bit more to this great light, to take advantage of this incredible opportunity that we have, this amazing generation that we're zochet to be living in. Everyone here is spending time in Eretz Yisrael to take advantage of this opportunity to being in Eretz Yisrael, which is just, well, we are noeg ken, actually. We say halav. It's actually the posek of Eretz Yisrael is the mechaber. So the default setting here is to say yes, it's to say halav. Hashem should help us that we should continue to say halav together, to enjoy together, and it should be that whatever our reason for coming to the tzaddikim is, we should be zochet to get the kesef and the shtar. We should grow close to their Torahs. We should be zochet to see all the yeshuos. If not, we should be happy that we're here together. And Hashem should help us that we be zochet to be able to be here together again next year at this time. The gula shlema v'amitis v'meir v'meinu amen. Amen.
Fellow who introduced the whole night said, is there any more proof that it's happening than this? It's happening.
I mean, the Yitzhak Yitzhak Shir is given in Netzach Yisrael. I have listened to the Shir.
It's true. It's true. Kluber told me that it's not such a chiddush that Breslov has learned Chabad's Ketorah. when a Chabad school opened up a presbytery, he said, that's already...